You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth. We have another Set Apart to Serve conversation today. We get to talk with a couple of principals about what it's like to be a Lutheran educator and administrator. This episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Chicago. You can learn more about Concordia University Chicago by visiting cuchicago.edu. Joining me today is Sarah Pope, principal of Iowa Great Lakes Lutheran School in Spencer, Iowa. Thanks for joining me today, Sarah.
But thank you for having me.
And also Corey Emily, principal of Mount Olive Lutheran Church and School in Des Moines, Iowa. Thanks for joining me today, Corey.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
So we get to talk a little bit about your backgrounds first. I love knowing formation, how you guys got to where you are today. So first, let's talk a little bit about yourselves, the school where you're principal, a little bit about the school, how long you've been principal, those kinds of things. Sarah, let's start with you.
I'm principal at Iowa Great Lakes Lutheran School in Spencer, Iowa. It's a small town in northwest Iowa. We are we're a K through six school, and then last year added seventh grade, this year added eighth grade, and then next year we're going to add a transitional kindergarten. So there's been lots of growth over the last few years, which has been fantastic. In 2 years ago, we had like 97 kids. And then this year we have 138, and next year we look to have more than 150. So God has just truly blessed us with many, many students that we can serve. I've been here for about 7 years, and it's just been such a privilege to be a principal here at the school.
Fantastic. Corey, what about you? Tell us about your school.
So I've been at Mount Olive. This is, I think, year 16. So got to watch it change a lot, which has been super exciting in my ministry. When I first came here in 2009, I think we had 63 students. A lot of our grades were doubled up in that we had like first and second grade combined, like third and fourth combined, kind of so forth, so on. Over the years, it's been exciting. We are now currently at 260 some kids, and we've done one building project, and now we're looking at doing a second building project as we are doubling up our classes. We are currently doubled up through third grade this year, and we'll continue that through eighth grade, kind of with our goal of having about 400 students here in the next 5 or 6 years.
That's really incredible. Both of you have seen really expansive growth over the time that you've been at your schools. What has that been like to be an administrator in a position of experiencing growth like that, Corey?
You have to be willing just to be that agent of change. You have to kind of come in with eyes wide open as far as what you see in your own building of things that need to change, improve, and be tweaked. See it through the eye of somebody that's coming into your school setting. But, you know, we've navigated lots of things over the last 10 years, you know, and I think a big part of our growth has been how we've navigated through the challenges of COVID. And then just that continual improvement. One thing that we're blessed with our accreditation, you know, it's really based on continual student improvement or school improvement. And that just always stays at our focus. So even though we've had some nice growth, we're not necessarily satisfied by that. You know, we want to see exactly where we can go and share the word of God with many more students.
Yeah, Sarah, what about you?
So the phrase that keeps coming up over and over again at my school is, it's a good problem to have. Just with all the growth, we need more teachers, we need more space, we need more, you know, we don't have enough bathrooms, but it's a good problem to have. And just keeping that's a really good perspective on it. Because it could seem like, oh, it's more work, more this, more that. But having that perspective but it's a good problem because more students are coming and more students can hear the gospel, which is what we're all about.
Absolutely. So both of you are in administrative positions, but there's a formational path that you don't just come out of college and all of a sudden you've been a principal for 12 years or something. Let's talk about both of your paths to being where you are today. When did you first think about being a Lutheran educator, and what was that path of formation to being an administrator? Let's start with you, Sarah.
So I grew up in St. Charles, Missouri, went to a Lutheran school, Emmanuel, there, and had a fantastic education there. And I remember all of my teachers, because the first day of school, my kindergarten teacher complimented me, and I remember that to this day. And so all through my schooling, I just had fantastic teachers who cared for me and supported me. Lynn Bayer, who is still there teaching, it was one of the teachers that I remember the most. And I just thought, well, how cool is that, you know, to be in that kind of position? Then I went to a public high school. But as I was going through high school, I'm like, you know, I think I could be a teacher. I think I would really like to be a teacher. And one night at dinner, my dad said, well, have you ever considered being a Lutheran educator? And I'm like, well, why not? Why? That makes perfect sense, you know? And so then I went to Concordia Chicago, graduated from there. I spent 6 years in Houston teaching and at St. Mark in Houston. And then I was 21 years in San Antonio at the Lutheran High School there. And then God called me here to Spencer, Iowa. Through that time that I taught, lots of people had said, you'd be a great principal. And then it was finally one day that it finally dawned on me, oh, maybe now's the time. You know, a lot of principals are retiring. We need more principals so maybe this is the time. And it absolutely was. And, you know, God directed me here to Spencer, and it's been fantastic.
Corey, what about you? What was your formational path and how you became a school administrator?
We kind of have a similar background. I grew up in Seymour, Indiana. We had a very large Lutheran school there, and it was really neat. I got to experience multiple influential male figures in my life who were teachers and basketball coaches that kind of opened my eyes to, hey, maybe that's something that I wanted to do. As a senior in high school, I was blessed that my public high school had a program where you could be a cadet teacher. And I actually got to do half days for a semester with my seventh grade teacher, Steve Kerner, there. And I was just blessed that, hey, that kind of put that fire in me. That's exactly what I wanted to do. So then I also went to Concordia, Chicago, and graduated with my elementary education. Before being a principal, my first call was to Parma, Ohio, where I was a junior high teacher, athletic director, coach. And through some of that, being an athletic director and some of those things, that's where I first thought, maybe I might try that whole principal role. And I started my master's then. And I was in Overland Park, Kansas for 3 years as an assistant principal. And then I came here and I've been here for 16 years. So it's been nice to find that place that I feel like God uses my gifts and feel as though this is kind of my home away from home. So,
yeah. So both of you have had a lot of good teaching classroom experience before becoming an administrator. As someone who is not and has never been in the teaching profession or in school administration, what are some of the differences in the vocations of being a classroom teacher versus a principal? I mean, you're in the school still, but I imagine there's some pretty significant differences between a classroom teacher and an administrator, or at least building onto the skill set of being a classroom teacher. Sarah?
Well, it is similar in that you're overseeing a group of people in the classroom. You're overseeing the learners in the classroom. And as an administrator, you get to oversee the educators. And it's such a great thing to be and to be able to support the educators. Of course, we also still interact with the students, but not quite in the same way. But it's that support of the teachers that really is really a big part of our job.
Mm-hmm. Corey, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I think that love of students, that love of learning is that constant that goes through both. You know, when you flip that administrative hat on, I think a big part of my day is more spent on problem solving and just being that visionary, especially with growing schools. It's kind of setting up that culture and that environment that you feel as though the students under you are going to be at their best. So you put on that visionary hat a lot more than in the classroom, but really it comes from that same a love of students, love of learning, love of God that unite what we did in the classroom and what we do, you know, in our office. So,
yeah. Yeah, and I can tell that both of you really love what you do. So let's talk about why and what you really love about being in a school, being with students all day. What are some of the things that you love about what you get to do, Corey?
I love that we continually learn. I mean, we learn from our students each and every day. You get to be a role model in so many people's lives. And, you know, not only do you get to show them your love each and every day, like you get to be Jesus's hands and feet for them, no matter where they're at in life. And that role is very unique. And I think it's quite a blessing for all of us administrators. I know it's so easy to get caught up in all of the big situations that we go through and the big financial decisions and all of those things. But when you get to do that and you get to be that role in a little child's life, I think that is just a unique responsibility and blessing.
Sarah?
Yeah, I would echo what Corey says, but and also just the kids. You know, I greet the kids in the morning and they come in with their smiles and their hugs. And even if they don't, you know, I can give them a hug and I can see their demeanor change. And just if I'm ever having a bad day, I just go into the kindergarten room and then it fixes everything. And just that interaction with the kids is the best part of my job.
Absolutely. And we have more to share about both of your stories as principals in Lutheran schools. We need to take a quick break. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia University Chicago. I'm thrilled to announce the Prepared to Serve Church Professional Guarantee. Any new student in one of CUC's six church work programs will pay no more than $5,000 in annual tuition and required fees guaranteed. Prepared to Serve is a donor-funded initiative. Support future church work students by becoming a funding partner at cuchicago.edu/prepared-to-serve. Concordia University Chicago. With Christ at the center, we stand tall for the church.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth. Joining me today for our Set Apart to Serve series, Sarah Pope, principal of Iowa Great Lakes Lutheran School in Spencer, Iowa, and Corey Emily, principal of Mount Olive Lutheran Church and School in Des Moines, Iowa. And before we went to break, we were talking about what you love about your jobs and vocations as being administrators in Lutheran schools. Let's talk about why the Lutheran school makes such a difference and why Lutheran schools are really unique places. Why do you love serving in a Lutheran school, Sarah?
Well, the first obvious answer is sharing the love of Jesus. That is central to what we do. And I don't take that lightly either. We are so blessed to be able to focus on Christ and weave Christ into everything that we do. You know, yes, we have the chapel and the religion classes, but all throughout the day, our teachers are able to share Jesus' love and they do a fantastic job of it. And even in things like when you have to deal with a situation between students, it gives us a method of, you know, we can use law and gospel and talk about how Jesus would want us to act. And it's so fantastic to be centered on Christ like that.
Corey, what about you? What makes teaching in a Lutheran environment such a special thing?
Well, when you get to bring in like your faith into all the different components of your day, I think it just unifies everything that you're doing and saying. And, you know, one of the things that we strive for here is just to be a big family. And when you're a big family and you're all based around Jesus Christ, it's a blessing to be with the kids on a daily basis. And even when you're having hard conversations with parents and kids, when you can talk about teaching forgiveness, you know, and things like that to students who maybe have never heard that terminology and to parents who maybe have never heard that terminology, it's just a blessing to serve in a mission school. We currently, our congregation only has 3% of our students. So, you know, we're a mission and we want to be that mission field. And, you know, you get to have some conversations that change people's lives. And a lot of times those conversations come with like 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds, and it just makes it fun and exciting.
Absolutely. Now, both of you have brought up the fact that being a school administrator does involve some challenging things sometimes. It's not always smooth sailing when you're with people. You're bound to have things that happen just from being in a community like that, working with school boards and long hours and leadership responsibilities, discipline, dealing with parents, all of those things. Even in the midst of some of the challenging times that can happen, what is it that keeps you going, that encourages you, that really is your inspiration to keep doing what you do every day. Corey?
I'm blessed here at Mount Olive. I have a great leadership team. It does not just fall all on my shoulders. I have an amazing assistant principal, a preschool director, a pastor that work together to do a common ministry. But really that why comes down to, you know, why do we do this? Well, we're serving Jesus first. And why do I do it in the place that I do? Well, I love education and I love the kids.
Yeah. Sarah?
I think keeping that the bigger goal in mind is what helps me, is that each problem, each issue, each thing that might get me down, I can work through that because I know what the bigger goal is, sharing the love of God. And I also remind myself that God put me here and these issues are issues that he wants me to deal with and he will help me deal with it. He doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called. And I keeping that in mind all the time helps me if I'm ever feeling like there's a difficult situation that I can't get through. That's what helps me get through it.
Both of you have mentioned having the ability to practice law and gospel in your school days. How does that Lutheran environment, being able to teach from a Lutheran perspective and understanding Lutheran doctrine, how does that influence how you're able to be an administrator and be a leader in the school environment, Sarah?
Well, I think it's very much the same, you know, in dealing with our staff members and encouraging our staff members. And it's not, you know, it's not discipline on the side of that of staff members generally. It's more in the, we can be a support to one another. And my staff meets every morning for devotions and prayer. And it's everybody, we know what's going on in everybody's lives and we support each other in that. And like, you know, somebody's Aunt Lois is everybody's Aunt Lois, you know, how's Aunt Lois doing today? And that's just, that is an amazing opportunity for us as a staff at a Lutheran school.
Mm-hmm. Corey, what about you?
Yeah, I think as a staff, you have the opportunity to grow together, you know, and you grow together in each other's lives and you grow together in Bible study. And it's fun to watch the spiritual life of your staff grow as they're here. And one of the things that's very unique about a Lutheran school is like every day is washed, you know, with a fresh start, you know, and when you're talking about kids and when you're dealing with hard situations, whether it's with parents or teachers or students, you know, just like Christ, when we wash our sins away, it's a fresh start. You know, that's what we do here too. When we deal with a situation and we give forgiveness, the next day is like it hadn't happened, you know, and you're excited to see that child. And I think for some kids, like that's a hard thing to figure out at first, because that might not be the normal in their world.
Yeah. And you're able to bring the love of Jesus to these kids every day, which is such a special thing. You both have mentioned, you know, having leadership teams and being able to work with your teaching staff. What is it about relationship building, being able to build those relationships? How do you go about making sure those relationships are strong and keeping everyone moving in the same direction, Sarah?
Well, I think it's going back to the mission statement and the vision of the school. I'm blessed right now to be part of the Principal 360 program. And so it's the first class in that is talking about your mission, your vision, your core values, and just the reminder of that's where we focus. We continue to focus on what we're here to do and what we want for the future. And also interacting with each other on a human level, you know, being interested in each other's lives and knowing what's going on with everybody.
Yeah. Corey, what about you?
Yeah, I think there's that presence. I think you need to be present in the building. I think you need to be present in your teachers' lives, in their classroom. You should know, you know, what's going on with each and every one of them. But, and there also comes to that, you know, purposefully hiring exactly what we're looking for, and then training up new leaders. You know, one of the things that I've been blessed with is, you know, training up somebody who could easily take my place if I'm not here the next day, you know, and it's not that discomfort of, oh, somebody else could do your job. It's that, you know, you need to equip so that when it's time for you not to be here anymore, the school is just as successful as it was when you were here. And it's a, I don't know, you get to a different place in your career, and that's a fun and exciting kind of challenge to put together as well.
What does mentorship look like? You're talking about raising up other leaders in the school. What does that leadership, mentorship look like for you, Corey?
A lot of times it's just having them walk beside you. I think the best way for somebody to learn is to be ever present in some of those conversations. You know, and at first, it's probably just watching you go through those things. And then it is, hey, you know, now knowing what this conversation might entail, we're going to have you take this win over. I'm going to be here. If anything, you know, doesn't go well, I'm here to help take over. And it's just slowly giving them that responsibility, but it's also giving them the confidence and giving them the tools that they need to do a lot of that solving on the fly, which I think a lot of administrators do on a regular basis. But then it's also, you know, they're part of the vision process. They're part of, as we look for this next building, this next phase, this next chapter of what we're doing, they're in all of those conversations, and we cherish what they say. You know, I don't want somebody that's just going to be under me and say yes to everything that I say. That doesn't help me grow. That doesn't help the school grow. I love when people bring in other ideas, other thoughts, so that we can then find the best path forward, not just the path that, you know, originally came to my mind or to the school board's mind.
Absolutely, Sarah, I see you nodding your head. What does mentorship and leadership look like for you?
So our staff is a little smaller, but I do also value the input of my staff. And I purposefully do seek out advice or opinions or thoughts, you know, so that the teachers do understand they have an important role too. It's not just me up here and them separate. We are all a team, and working together is just so very important.
Absolutely. Now, for both of you in Lutheran schools, we're talking about church work vocations and raising up leaders. How do you, what are some things that you and your school do to encourage church work vocations in the students to form and recruit the next generation of church workers? Corey?
We do a lot of things where our older kids get to work with younger kids. We give them some opportunities for leadership. And I think one of the most important roles for all of us is when we see somebody who has the skill set of a teacher, and you can see it really early in life, is to just have those conversations with them and say, hey, I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but I think you would be good at this. I was blessed. I got a letter, I think 2 years ago, and we had a student who had been here, went to a public high school about 40 minutes away. So I didn't see them on a very regular basis, but she chose to go into Lutheran education, was going to Concordia Seward, and sent a letter that said, hey, it was, you know, I didn't really think about this until you told me that I had the skill set. And when you're like, well, I don't even remember the conversation, you know, but it's kind of one of those things that when you see people have that gift, let them know that you see that gift in them, because a lot of times, especially when you are dealing with, you know, influential, that junior high age kids, when they hear something like that, they take it to heart. And that's, you know, a big reason that I got into the profession that I did, is because I had some teachers who said, hey, have you ever thought about doing that? And it was, at the time, you know, when you're 13, 14, you're usually like, no, I don't want to work ever, you know, but when you start to grow up and start to see, hey, maybe I do have that skill set, I think that word of encouragement goes a long way.
Absolutely. Sarah, what about you?
Well, I agree that one of the biggest ways is to build those relationships with kids so that you can see, hey, they have the skills, and then encouraging them. I'm blessed on my staff. All of my staff are Lutheran trained. They either went to a Concordia, or they got their colloquy, or they are working on their colloquy. So I know that's very rare these days in Lutheran schools, and I don't take that for granted. But I also encourage them and encourage myself to be joyful in our vocation. You know, if the kids see that you're joyful, they might go, oh, well, maybe that is something. And my teachers do a great job of that, just sharing the joy of why they love what they do.
Absolutely. It has been such a joy to learn both of your stories and both of your paths to being school administrators and what you love about what you do. Sarah Pope, principal of Iowa Great Lakes Lutheran School in Spencer, Iowa. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
And Corey Emily, principal of Mount Olive Lutheran Church and School in Des Moines, Iowa. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve at lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.